Have you ever watched a light single get upset in turbulence, the wing dropping while the pilot fumbles for the controls, and thought about how much of that scramble is just muscle memory doing a job a machine could do better? Hold that thought. I'm Vector, and this is Cleared Direct on Radio Hangar. Today, we're pulling the covers off a box that has quietly rewired what a 50-year-old airplane can do, the Garmin GFC500 Digital Autopilot. Let's break this down. Before we go further, this segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones, first solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey beautifully made and built to last. AviationSoul.com. So let's start with what this thing actually is, because the word autopilot carries a lot of baggage. For decades, the autopilot in a typical piston single was an analog system. Think of the old Century and the early 6TSC units. They were clever for their time, but they worked on analog voltages, vacuum-driven attitude information, and mechanical rate sensors. They held a heading, they held a wing level more or less, and when they aged, they drifted, they hunted, they wandered off course in a way that made you trust them a little less every year. The GFC500 is a completely different animal. It's a digital, attitude-based autopilot. And that phrase, attitude-based, is the whole story. Here's what most people miss. The old systems were rate-based. They sensed how fast the airplane was turning and tried to zero that out. The GFC500 instead knows the airplane's actual attitude in space, its pitch, and its bank, because it's fed by a solid-state attitude and heading reference system. In the Garmin world, that's the G5 or the G3X Touch driving it. No spinning gyro, no vacuum pump wheezing away behind the panel waiting to fail on the worst possible day. Instead, you've got micro-electromechanical sensors, the same class of accelerometers and gyros that live inside your phone, only calibrated and certified to a standard your phone will never see. The data tells an interesting story here. When you sense attitude directly instead of inferring it from turn rate, your corrections get smoother and faster. The airplane stops hunting. It just sits where you put it. Now, let's talk about the servos, because this is where the engineering gets genuinely elegant. A servo is just the muscle. It's the motor that physically moves the control surface when the autopilot decides the elevator or the aileron needs to move. The old servos used something called a slip clutch, a mechanical friction disc. If you needed to overpower the autopilot, you physically fought that clutch. Garmin's smart servos are brushless motors, and they're, well, smart. There's a little processor in each one. They monitor their own position, they report back to the system, and they do away with much of the old mechanical complexity. Fewer wearing parts, better fault detection, and when something's wrong, the system knows, and it tells you, instead of just quietly failing. But here's the feature that actually changes the safety math, envelope protection. The GFC500 watches your airspeed and your attitude, even when the autopilot is switched off. Hand-flying autopilot completely disengaged, and there's still a layer watching. If you pitch the nose up toward a stall, the system pushes. You'll feel the controls come alive, nudging you away from the edge. Same thing on the top end. Overspeed, steep bank, beyond about 45 degrees, nose down toward a spiral, and the servos gently, insistently guide you back towards safe flight. There's a hard limit built in too. Try to bank past roughly 60 degrees or pitch to an extreme, and the autopilot won't let the airplane stay there. This is envelope protection, the same philosophy Airbus built into fly-by-wire airliners in the 1980s, now sitting in the panel of a 1975 Cessna 172. Let that sink in, and there's a button I want every pilot to know about. The level button, one press. From any unusual attitude, and the autopilot rolls the wings level and sets a level pitch. Disoriented in the clouds, spatially confused at night over dark terrain. One button, the airplane recovers to straight and level while you get your head back in the game. For the single pilot instrument flyer, that is not a gimmick. That is a lifeline. Now let me be balanced here, because this is a product review, not a sales brochure. The first honest caveat is cost. The GFC500 is not a cheap box. By the time you buy the autopilot, the servos, usually two or three of them, and the attitude source it needs to function, and then you pay a shop to install it, you're realistically looking at somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $20,000 installed, depending on your airplane and how many axes you want. On a $100,000 airplane, that's a serious slice. On a $40,000 airplane, it can cost more than half of what the airplane is worth. Second caveat, it is not approved for every airplane. Garmin certifies these on an approved model list, tail number by type, one aircraft model at a time. If your airplane isn't on the list yet, you wait, or you're out of luck. The list has grown impressively, hundreds of models now, but there are still gaps. Third, and this is subtle, automation dependency is real. When you give a pilot a level button and envelope protection, there's a temptation to lean on it, to let the raw stick and rudder instincts atrophy. The technology is a safety net, and a good one, but a safety net you rely on to fly the airplane for you is a different thing than a net you keep as backup. The best operators I know treat this box as a co-pilot, not a crutch. And a fourth, quieter point. The optional yaw damper smooths the ride and coordinates the airplane beautifully, but it's another servo, another install cost, another point of complexity. Whether you need it in a straight-tailed single is a genuine question worth asking your avionics shop. So who's building this, and where does it sit in the market? Garmin has been the dominant force in general aviation avionics for a couple of decades now, and the GFC 500, which arrived around 2017, was aimed squarely at the retrofit market. Not new airplanes, old ones. The tens of thousands of Cessnas and Pipers and Beechcrafts flying around on autopilots, older than their pilots. The main competitor is Genesis Aerosystems, the company that carries the old S-Tech line, along with Dynon in the experimental and now some certified spaces. Dynon's Skyview system brought a lot of this capability to home builds first, and honestly, the experimental world often gets these advances years before the certified side does, because the certification burden is so much lighter. That's the real industry story here. The technology to do attitude-based, envelope-protected autopilots has existed for a while. What Garmin cracked was the certification pathway, the paperwork machine that lets you legally bolt airline-grade logic into a certified 1970s airframe. The engineering is impressive. The regulatory engineering, the approved model list grind, is arguably the harder achievement. Let's zoom out for a second. Why does this matter beyond one product? Because it tells you where the safety gains in general aviation are actually coming from now, not from new airplanes. The fleet is old and it's staying old. The gains are coming from retrofit avionics, from taking a fundamentally sound airframe from 1975 and giving it a 21st century brain. Loss of control in flight is still the leading cause of fatal general aviation accidents. Envelope protection and a level button attack that problem directly in the airplanes people actually own. The honest timeline. This isn't future tech. It's here, it's shipping, it's in thousands of panels right now. The frontier isn't whether it works, it's how far down the fleet it can reach. How many models get added to that approved list, and whether the cost ever comes down enough for the owner of a modest trainer to say, yes, here's my honest take. Engineer to pilot, if you fly single pilot IFR, if you fly at night, if you fly hard IMC in a capable single, the GFC 500 is one of the highest value safety upgrades you can put in an airplane. Not because it flies for you, because on the day you get disoriented, task saturated, and behind the airplane, it buys you the seconds and the altitude to get back ahead of it. My thanks to Garmin's published documentation and the FAA supplemental type certificate data for the technical details behind this one. You can find more of these breakdowns at radiohangar.com. The airplane hasn't changed. The brain behind the panel has, and that's the most interesting kind of progress there is. I'm Vector. Fly smart.